table. Its pages are worn and hard to read, but that family Bible on the table will always be my key to memory.
I can see us sitting around the table.
Welcome back, everyone. Roy Williams here, the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation. Here, of course, to bring you another Today's Health Update. And remember, this show is more than just about physical health, although that's what I've been involved with for 30 years of my life. A lot of studying, a lot of education, a lot of learning about natural things, natural ways to protect your health. And if you ever want to take a step in that direction just to see what it can mean for you to take a supplement, start with MSM Plus C. I'm telling you, you'll be glad you did. It changes more people's lives than any supplement we've ever sold. And the best thing about it of all is it's inexpensive, but it works. It's crazy how much better people can feel in as little as 3 to 4 weeks just by putting MSM Plus C in your body. Check it out at Nate's Herb Shop in Ken Herbs and more in Athens. But today is Monday, so I get to do my favorite thing, and that's teach the Word of God. It's called Monday Schools. It started because when they closed our church down for COVID, I just kept teaching and didn't call it Sunday School anymore. I started calling it Monday Schools, and I dedicated the first Monday of every week of my radio shows to God and His Word. And has it ever been a blessing? And just continues to grow by leaps and bounds. I have so many people tell me for the first time in their lives they're starting to understand the Bible more thoroughly and more completely than ever before. Because most people were like me. I'd been in church my whole life. But you know what? Just being in church didn't mean that I had learned everything there was to know about the Bible. As a matter of fact, most people are like me in another way, and that is that they say, you know, I'd been studying about the Bible my whole life, but there was just some things that didn't fit. There's some things that didn't make sense. There was more, I felt like, than I was being taught. And when they start listening to this radio show and Monday Schools, they can start getting a grasp of what God was trying to get across to us in his wonderful, wonderful word. And it is the awesome and incredible word of God. Now, if you're like I am and you believe that God is the creator, and he is, then you would want to please him. If he created you exactly the way you are for a specific purpose, you would want to know what that purpose is. And if you realize that these old bodies, these old physical bodies are temporary, we know they're not going to last forever. What's after that? Then you better understand the first, second, and third earth ages of the Bible. And most people are never taught that. Have you ever heard of the Catabo? You will if you listen to this show long enough. I'll teach you about the Catabo. You got to know it. It is all about Hebrew and about Greek, because remember, the Old Testament was mainly transliterated or translated from Hebrew, and the New Testament from Greek into English. And what I do is I take even the 1800 version of the King James Bible, and I translate it into a even more modern English so everybody can understand it. Been teaching from the book of Proverbs. It's all about wisdom. You need wisdom to get through this old earth age. I call it the flesh age, which is going to end soon. Trust me on that. We are in the time of the fig tree, and the Bible says plainly, Jesus said it himself, he says, this generation, the generation of the fig tree, will not pass without Christ coming back. And we're at least 75, close to 80 years into the generation of the fig tree, and the longest generation the Bible ever talked about was 120 years. So we're knocking on the door. It could happen any time. It didn't say it'd have to pass, the full generation have to pass. It said before it ends, Christ will return. Are you ready for Christ to return? Do you know the difference between the number 6 and the number 7? Which comes first? 6 comes first. Which comes first, Satan or Christ? Satan comes first. When Satan comes first on the 6th trump, what is he going to do? He's going to claim to be Christ. He's going to look like Christ, act like Christ, sound like Christ, perform miracles that will blow your mind. And then he's going to claim to be Christ. Don't follow him. Trust me, you do want to be left behind. You do want to be left behind. That propaganda movie they put out about Left Behind was nothing but propaganda, and it was one of Satan's tools to try to convince you that you should follow Satan. Don't do that. Be wise. Know the difference between 6 and 7, and know the difference between Satan and Christ. Satan is instead of Christ. That's why he's called the Antichrist. It means instead of Christ. Christ is the real thing, and you'll know he's the real thing because the second he sets foot in Jerusalem, you're going to be right here on earth. You're not going anywhere. You're not going to be raptured. You can't show me that in the Bible. It ain't going to happen. What's going to happen when he sets foot on this earth? And he tells us this in the book of Revelation. Ezekiel covered it. Jeremiah covered it. Colossians covers it. But guess what? The second he sets foot on this earth, you're going to be transformed from a physical body, from the flesh body, into your spiritual body. And is it ever going to be awesome? So if you're still in your physical body, it ain't Christ. You know, Jesus said, when you hear that they're saying that Jesus is here, the second coming is here, he's out in the desert, go check him out. He says, don't go. Don't follow him. Trust me, you want to be left behind. I know that's a shock to some of you, but that's the way it works. All right. We ended last week with verse 5, chapter 4, Proverbs. If you're following along in the King James Version, get to open it to Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to begin with verse 5. We actually did it last week, but I want to begin there because it ties that lesson, this one, into it. Remember, Proverbs is kind of a thing where it gives you, if you do it this way, this is what will happen. If you do it this way, that's what will happen, a different way. So he's going to give you both the pros and cons of your life. And you know, the Bible is nothing but an instruction manual to teach us how to live in these flesh bodies while we're on this earth, and how we can live and really have peace of mind and live with good character if we do what the Bible teaches us to do. So Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5, we ended last week by saying, get wisdom. Follow along with me. Get understanding. forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Now, I give you the modern English version of that. Now, read it again. If you're following along in King James, read it again, but listen to how it would be in modern English. Grab wisdom. Gain moral discernment. That's what understanding is. Remember them. You know, it says forget it not. I'm telling you to remember it. Why? It's always better to get on the positive side. Never turn away from what I have taught you. That's what that verse of scripture is all about. Never turn away from what I have taught you. Boy, is that ever powerful. Old Solomon was a smart man, and he passed that wisdom on to us. Why? Because that's what God wanted him to do. All right, let's go to verse 6. This is actually where we begin today. It says, forsake her not, talking about wisdom, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Modern English. Do not forsake God's word, and it will keep you secure. Do you want to be secure? Do you want to be confident? Do you want to have peace of mind? Then don't forsake God's word. Study it. You know, Jesus said, study to show yourself approved. We want you to do that. Actually, Paul may have said that. But don't forsake her. Love God's word is what I would interpret that. Love her and she will keep thee. But love God's word and he will watch over you. You want to make God happy? Study his word. Read his letter to you. Learn how to live in the flesh life so that you'll have eternal life by following the word of God. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. In other words, it would read this way. Wisdom should be the center of your attention. Therefore, search for wisdom. Along with all you possess, take hold of understanding. That would be a more modern English way of saying it. I'm going to read that again. Wisdom should be the center of your attention. Therefore, search for wisdom along with all you possess. All right. Take hold of understanding. Verse 8. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. Now, modern English is easier to understand. Cherish her. That's what exalt means. Lift her up. Exalt her means to cherish or hold up or put on a pedestal. And she will exalt you. Do you want to be exalted? Do you want to be put on high? She will glorify you when you embrace her. Do you embrace wisdom? Are you looking to gain control of the flesh life? Verse 9, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Modern English, she will give your head a wreath of favor, okay? A crown of honor she will deliver to you. And verse 10, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Now, that's pretty powerful right there. Do you want the years of your life to be many? I would think anybody would want that. I certainly do, and I hope you do too. What would you say in modern English? That verse would read this way. Follow along. Verse 10. Listen, my son, and take with you my teachings, and they will add quality to the years of your life. You know, the length of our life is a God thing. And I mean, we can extend our life by following God's word and living our lives the way he says, and don't break the laws of the flesh. Okay. There's sins against your spirit, and then there's sins against your soul. And then there's sins that's against your flesh, like smoking and drinking and partying too much and overeating, overindulging, getting involved in immoral things, getting involved with idolatry, other gods. Don't get involved with those things. That'll shorten your lifespan, I guarantee you. But even more important than that, it'll make the quality of your life much worse. Proverbs 4, verse 11 says, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. Basically what that's saying is my teachings point you toward wisdom. You have been shown the right direction. Verse 12, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. You see, some of the words that was used in the Old English, like straightened here, is kind of hard to understand, but modern English would say it this way: wherever you go, your way will not be oppressed. If you look at the straightened up in the Strong's Concordance under Hebrew, that's what it means, will not be oppressed, okay? So remember that. And when you run, you will not fall. In other words, God's got a control. He's going to see to it that you're taken care of. You please God, trust me, He will please you and protect you. But you got to remember the opposite of that. You curse God, you will be cursed. It's sad, but that's the way it works. Well, it ain't sad. It's the way God made it. Proverbs 4:13 says, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Now, there it is again. Let her not go. You see, that's kind of backwards in modern English. It would read this way in modern English. Verse 13 would read, get a strong hold on discipline. Do not resist it. Observe it, for it will keep you alive. Ain't that cool? And it doesn't just mean breathing alive, physically alive. It means quality of life, enjoyment of life, peace of mind. We come to that a lot. 14, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Now, it's talking about specific people that you should avoid. Modern English would read this way, do not enter the paths of the ungodly, those that refuse to believe in God, those that want nothing to do with God, those that don't want anything to do with God's word. Don't get around those people too much. It's okay if you're around them to witness to them, but boy, if they shut you down, walk away and kick the dust off your feet. Okay, so do not enter the paths of the ungodly, and do not choose the way of life of wicked people. You know what a wicked person looks like. They look like they're doing wicked things. You can't tell by looking at their face usually, but you can tell if they're involved in wicked things. You can tell by their language. It can be perverted. You don't want to be around that. All right, verse 15, avoid it. What's it talking about here? The wicked. Avoid their path. Don't get near it. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. If you avoid it, basically it says this, ignore it. Don't even go near it. That's what pass not by it. Don't even go near it. Turn from it and move on. And Proverbs 16 says, for they sleep not. Who is that? The wicked, the evil, the ones that have no moral character, that they have no interest in trying to please God. They have no interest in those things whatsoever. So, you know, think about those things and, you know, live your life with wisdom, knowing the difference between good and bad, knowing how to recognize perversity and things like that. So enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men, so do not enter their paths of the ungodly. I'm reading this again for reason. Repetition is a way to learn. And do not choose the way of life of wicked people. But look at 15. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. In other words, ignore it, don't even go near it. Turn from it and move on. These are things you need to be teaching your children and your grandchildren. Why should you avoid those things? Look at 16. For they sleep not. Who? The wicked. That's who don't sleep. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. You don't want to be involved with them people. Why? Because they can't rest until they've done evil. They can't even sleep until they cause someone to stumble. Now look at 4:17, chapter 4, verse 17. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Modern English. For they feast on wrongdoing and are drunken with the lust of destruction. That's a more modern English way to understand that verse. Now, you see, what I'm doing here is I'm teaching you the Word of God in a more acceptable modern English. I am writing a book that's going to be called Start With Wisdom, and it is this book. It's nothing but the King James Version of the Bible, and then every time you read a verse, it will give you the breakdown in modern English to help you better understand the Word of God. I'm also working on doing the same thing with 1 and 2 Peter. Why have I chosen that next? Because 1 and 2 Peter describes better than almost anything else in the Bible, the first, second, and third earth ages. But of course, you wouldn't know that unless you understand the foundations of the world, which is the catabole. We'll get into that another day. All right, Proverbs verse chapter 4, verse 18, but the path of the just. Now we've shifted gears from the wicked and the evil, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Modern English, yes, the instruction of the lawful, what law? God's law, are of a happy attitude that continually leads to a prepared life. Don't that make more sense? Don't that make more sense? Proverbs 4, chapter 4, verse 19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. Here it is, giving you a comparison. You've seen the path to light. Now you're getting seeing the wicked. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Modern English. The conduct of the ungodly causes despair. That's what darkness is. You ever been lost? Listen, despair can take over real quick. They do not know what causes them to be ruined. It says stumble. You look that up in the Hebrew, it means be ruined. They don't know what destroyed their lives. Why? Because they were involved with the ungodly, and they just blinded themselves to, oh, it was fun, but it was destructive. Chapter 4, verse 20, Proverbs, my son, attend to my words. Here it is, the comparison. Just gave you what the ungodly does, what happens to them. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. In other words, my child, pay attention to my instruction, listen to my advice. Verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. In other words, don't let them out of your sight. Make them the center of your mind, what you focus your mind on. If you know the truth, if you know wisdom, you're going to try to follow that path. Or at least I hope you do. I hope you do. I know if you're God's elect, you will. I know that. So don't let them out of your sight, okay? And make them the center of your mind. Chapter 4, verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them. Think about that. You want to have life? For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Modern English, yes, they are living words for those that discover them, and healing to the whole body. This flesh body, if you obey the laws of the flesh, your body will be whole. It'll be healthier. You'll live longer. Most likely, it'll extend your days considerably. We know that now. Science has even proven it. It's hard to argue with that. All right. So look at verse 23. I love this verse. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, that's pretty easy to understand, but listen to modern English because you want to know what heart means. Put away from thee a froward mouth, okay, and perverse lips put far from thee, okay. I'm sorry, I did that wrong. Modern English, back to verse 23. I skipped ahead one. Sorry about that. Chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Modern English, guard your imagination. That's what it means when it says heart. The heart don't think. It's a motor that pushes blood through your body. So you got to remember in Hebrew, heart means your mind or your imagination, your conscious mind, your imagination. So it's telling you to keep to guard your imagination with all diligence. In other words, there's work involved. You got to struggle to do that. It's not natural to go with the things that are better for you. It's easier and more likely that people go for the things that's wrong for them. And how's that verse end? For it is the borders of your life. You got to know how far you can go. You want to know so you don't go too far, so you don't stumble. Verse 24, put away from thee a froward mouth. Now, I went ahead a while ago. That's froward. We're going to cover that. And perverse lips put far from thee. Modern English, remove from you an immoral speech. You ever heard somebody with a froward or a perverse mouth? They speak perversities. They speak of evil. all they want to do is play and have fun and do immoral things. You need to stay away from them. Don't even get near them if they got that kind of speech. So it would, in modern English, would be remove from you an immoral speech. Don't speak that way. And a perverted tongue cast far from you. Don't get caught off in perverse, and especially perverted speech, because whatever the mind of man dwells upon, the mind of man will take you toward. It's just that simple. 425, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. What's he telling us to do here? He's telling us to keep our eyes on the Word of God, on wisdom, and to move in that direction. Actually, in modern English, it would be keep your attention on what is right, a close gaze focused forward. Stay on the right path. 26, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Better way to say it, prepare for the path you will take. See, it's up to you which path you take. Choose the right path, the moral path, the path that leads to health and life. And then it would end this way, and let thy ways be established. All right? Prepare for the path you will take, and let your entire journey be made ready. That's what happens when you're focused on where you do want to go, and you got a specific goal in mind, and that is to know the Word of God, so you've got wisdom, and to make God happy. That'll let your entire journey be made ready. You'll prepare it that way. Proverbs 4:27, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. He's giving you a picture of what it would be to live for God. And he's telling you, in modern English, I would say, do not turn to the right or to the left when you're studying the Word of God. Don't get caught up in man's traditions, stuff they make up to make you feel good. Don't get caught up in that. Do not turn to the right hand or to the left. Take away your foot from wickedness. I hope Proverbs is becoming clear to you. I hope you're beginning to understand that God gave us Proverbs to teach us how to live in these flesh bodies. And we're going to be in these flesh bodies for some time, at least till you pass away. But the second you pass away, remember this, you're not going to be in some hole in the ground waiting for a resurrection. That's not biblical. It is not. What's going to happen to you? Well, it tells us in Corinthians, absent of the body, present with the Lord. It's instant. You see, in Ecclesiastes, it says when this silver cord breaks, in other words, that's when your body gives up the flesh, when it dies. Well, you know, the second you do that, when that breaks, you're going to be with God. You're going to be right there with Him. And you know what? We're going to be ready at that point, and you need to keep this in mind. At that point, if you're still on earth, when Christ comes back and you lose your flesh body and you become your spiritual body, at that time we begin the 1,000-year millennium, or the 1,000-year reign. With who? With Jesus Christ. We're at right here on earth. So when somebody says that they're not going to be here, they're going to be raptured away, I like to ask them, where are you going? And I like the look on their face. Well, you mean, where am I going? Well, where are you going? Well, I'm going to heaven. Well, where is heaven? Oh, we're told in the Bible that heaven's wherever God's at. And after the millennium, where we rule and reign right here on earth for 1,000 years with Christ, then the Godhead comes here on earth, and we rule and reign with God forever and ever. Thank you for listening to today's health update. I hope you're learning the Word of God and putting it in your mind and your soul and your body, and I hope you live according to those character rules, which is what they really are. Thank you for listening to today's health update. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com. www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.